Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Got a joke sent in from Owen Larkin of Walnut, Illinois, and Julie in Twin Lakes, Wisconsin. Barb in Naperville, Ed and Lyle, thank you. Greg Rourke in Naperville sent a joke. Diane Powell of Orland Park did, and Tom Peasuit of Wheaton sent us a joke too. John Lorenz of Bartlett sent us a joke. Jeannie in Michigan, Sue Theobald in Elgin. Paul Imes in Wilmette, thank you, sir. Jeff Pison in Roselle, and Lynn in Marengo, and the jokes kept coming. Pam Bombian sent us one. Don Willerscheidt in Crystal Lakes wrote, "What once started out as a curiosity has now become an obsession. I am still looking for the right joke to win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug." And this is nice. Dear John and crew, this is Farmer Al from near Peoria. I listen to Speed Jokes in the combine every day, harvesting corn and soybeans on our farms. I want to share a few with you today. I hope you enjoy these jokes, and I'll send more if I can come up with them. Keep up the good work. When you speak about the infamous witch joke, he wrote, from last year, it reminds me of the old Halloween proverb, which says, "Witch who flies upside down on broomstick will have crack up." My wife said, "You really don't have any sense of direction, do you?" And I'm like, "Where did that come from?" I accidentally took my cat's meds last night. Don't ask, meow. Right? We jokingly asked 2-year-old Bernadette where her off button was, and she was walking around the house looking for it for about 15 minutes, and now I'm only mad at myself for not having thought of that sooner.
In the following scene, Dave Innitt will portray a person making soup, and John yes. Williams will star as another person.
Yes!
I'm making alphabet soup. Want some?
Okay, but I'm not eating vowels in alphabet soup.
Why?
Sometimes. That's the end of that joke. So, you know, turns out an at-home DNA test kit is not an appropriate baby shower gift. My bad. Good day for me today, though. The bulb in my check engine light finally burned out. Here are 3 symptoms of laziness. Number 1. I got kicked out of the Walmart break room yesterday. They asked me what I was doing in there, and I said, "I'm on break. What do you think?" And they said, "But you don't work here." And I said, "Well, according to the self-checkout lane, I do." And finally, some people like to snub their noses at certain cheeses, but who am I to disagree?